This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, my name's Rex Lovegrove. And welcome to Colours of the Heart, looking at life's challenges from a place of presence and compassion.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Kia ora whānau. Welcome forward to Colours of the Heart. Hey, and I have another special guest. Now, she has a modality, a practice of life, and she's openly, lovingly, she's the first person, by the way, who's actually asked to be interviewed, which has touched my heart based on Colours of the Heart. So since you've been so bold in stepping forward, and I welcome that, Michelle, please introduce yourself to the audience and also this modality, this practice of life that you're so passionate about, please, love.
Yeah, kia ora whānau, Rex, thank you for having me here today. My name is Michelle Wood and I'm here to speak today about an organisation called RenShare International, and which also is about the heart. Yeah, it's an open system organisation, and it is about a life cultivation, so it works on the totality of your life.
Please tell us more.
Okay. I'll start off by setting up a chi field, which is a field of information, a little meditation, if you want to call it that. And it's just six verses, and it's called Six Verses. So tune in, whānau, and get yourself into a nice space. You can gently close your eyes. Awareness inside the body. Feel the emptiness and spaciousness within. Expand this awareness out, becoming one with the universe. Draw the awareness back to the body, calm and peaceful. Open to the universe with the utmost reverence and true respect. Let the bright universe nurture the heart with compassion and love. Feel relaxed, free, and joyful. Chi flowing smoothly and harmoniously. You can gently open your eyes.
Wow, that was lovely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, the program's called Colours of the Heart, and you've just opened the heart just a little more.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, associated with how I'm feeling right now. So thank you for that, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hey, look, I know that you've got a whole lot of information, a whole lot of yumminess to share with me and the audience. So, look, the floor is yours. You just rock and roll, please.
Okay. I'll start off just talking a little bit about RenShare to start with, and a bit more about the nuts and bolts of it. So, as I mentioned before, it's a life cultivation system that provides a pathway to realization and wisdom. Its theories and methods build the ability to develop a life guided by health, happiness, a sense of well-being, growth, and development and wisdom. And these things in RenShare are called the high five, and you can count them on your fingers. The practitioners are supported by the founder, Yuen Tse, who is a Chinese Qigong master. and a thriving global community, all working towards a shared vision of Zidu Duren, which means uplift your own life and help others to uplift their life. It is a holistic approach, and it is based on Nuance's knowledge of the rich cultural and philosophical traditions of China, including traditional Chinese medicine and martial arts, Western science, medicine, Western philosophy and technology. So it's all encompassing, and it goes with the laws of a natural human life, or the laws of the universe and how things, the natural world, how things,
Beautiful.
So it's not political and it's not religious.
Awesome.
It's an open system.
Yes, what the world needs now.
What the world needs now, and a lot of people, Rex, are desperate for, you know, is some answers to help them. And it's like about your show, it's returning to the heart. That's where the answers are.
Mm, you said that beautifully. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Ka pai.
Ka pai.
Yeah. Yep. So, shall I continue?
Oh, absolutely. You're rocking.
Okay. So it includes two distinctive disciplines, Yuan Gong, which is a comprehensive Qigong system. And Qigong, it is a practice of beautiful, moving and still meditations using the body, mind, breath, and the qi or energy. It helps individuals find greater peace and harmony, and helps to increase mental clarity, improve internal strength and stability, increase energy, builds trust. Oh, I could go on. Improves relationships.
And you can go on, and you're most welcome to go on. But I have a feeling and a question that I want to ask. So the show being so organic and spontaneous, how has it helped you in your life? And what's been your experience?
Well, it's definitely helped me with relationships with people and relating with myself. It's helped me to be more unified. So it uplifts me, and it also gives me a very calm presence. It's actually very special. It's palpable.
And again, it's what the world needs now.
Yeah.
Hey, Lefano, you're with Colours of the Heart, and we're talking to Michelle, and I'm really enjoying the yumminess of this kōrero, my darling. We'll stop for a song, and you will return to Colours of the Heart. And hey, Whanau, and if you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Restless wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Dave, oh,
Kia ora whānau, you've returned to Colours of the Heart, and I have Michelle, and a very interesting lady with interesting information. Now, you got into about how this modality, this practice of life, enhances your life, empowers your life, and can build loving relationships. So would you lovingly talk about that, Michelle?
Yeah, from the perspective of a totality, because we're all part of a totality, the relationship is with yourself, but it's also with other living beings, it's with people, but it's also with you, can be with your pets. And just by practicing this, these methods, which are there, nine of them, it can enhance your ability to read your animals, you know.
Wow.
Understand them more through your own practice of self-realization and your own wisdom consciousness.
Beautiful, absolutely, yeah. Beautiful.
So it also it is also very good for finding purpose in life, and to help cope with pain. It is a gateway to the heart and to the true self. It opens up the heart to the heart. Five heart qualities, or U Shin, and that is trust, openness, love, gratitude, and a special word, Gong Jing, which I'm going to say, but basically it means true respect and humility. It allows it to flow in. It can flow in. The other discipline is Yuan Ming medicine, the healing method, which offers various healing techniques that can diminish the effects of injury and illness. Renshu affects deep, long-lasting transformation in individuals and the greater community. Its disciplines can open the heart and improve energy and give true meaning to life. It gives you a strong possibility of living in a calm, relaxed, and natural state, in harmony with yourself and with those around you and with the natural world. So that's what you're aiming for all the time, because as humans, Rex, we're supposed to be in this calm, relaxed and joyful state. I don't mean excited, I mean just a quiet feeling of being connected and happy. Yeah, we're supposed to be in that all the time, but we get disturbed, you know. We've all got patterns, unhealthy patterns, in the consciousness, and these are what disturbs us.
Wow. And so how long have you been practicing this particular technique, Michelle?
I first started in practitioner training in 2004, and I did 8 levels of a different Qigong training with the same teacher, and then we went on to have various retreats, and some were up in the mountains, which was very special. Deep calm up there, I can tell you.
Oh, beautiful. And when you say mountains, you're referring to?
Mount Cheeseman in the South Island. Yeah, it's a ski field. We stayed up there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Hey, look, you're with Colours of the Heart. And we'll just pause for another song. And thank you, Michelle, for sharing such yumminess. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora whānau. Welcome forward to Colours of the Heart. Now, in the pause time, me and Michelle have been talking about chi, and I'm really curious of what is chi, Michelle?
What is chi? That's a very good question. Yes, chi is made up of 3 things. It's energy, mass, and information. So everything in the universe is a form of chi, from joy, anger, your eyelash, your eyeball, your toenail, all these 3 things are made up of those 3 things.
Mm.
And a piece of wood is made up of those 3 things, the information, the chi, and the, mass? Mass, information, and chi. So a human body is made up of Jing Qi Shen, which is the physical body, the Qi, which is the life force, and the consciousness, which is a very highly refined form of Qi, and that all integrates and interacts with each other to form the human life.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Anything else in amongst the magic?
Okay, so I'll go back to Renshu and the Yuan Gong practice of the methods. And on the first levels of the methods, the first method, it's about gathering external chi.
Mm-hmm.
So connecting with your consciousness to the primordial chi in the universe, which is very pure. There's not a lot of information there. It's very pure.
Yes.
So you go out with your consciousness. You can use physical movements as well with your consciousness and then draw it back. And you can use the breath going out, connecting, and then drawing back. So there's a saying that where the mind goes, chi follows.
Right.
And it's very true. So sometimes your phone rings and you think, oh, that's mum ringing. And you pick up the phone and it's mum because you've, on some level, you've connected with the information coming through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. So, so there's methods for gathering chi and setting up a chi field. So you can be drawing in chi and putting information into it, like healing or more peace or needing more chi, strength, you know, these kind of things.
Joy.
Bringing these things in, and you can create fields, like in your office space. You can do pulling chi for a sick animal or a sick child, and it's very palpable, and it's very powerful, Rex.
I understand there's a real science about it too. Some people hearing these forms of techniques and modalities, and you're not the first person who's shared magic in relation to a new way of looking at life.
Yeah.
It's what the show's based on. But there's some real science around that that you share. It's correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well. It's science. Yeah. Yeah. It's not airy fairy. It's life. It's about life. Real life.
Someone wanted to resource further information. Is there a website or a Facebook? Yes. There is.
Yep. There is Renshire as a Facebook page. And to spell Renshire, it's R-E-N, new word, X-U-E. And if you spell Renshire and then international.org, you can go to their website.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely awesome. Hey, look, you made mention that you have I'll use the word a prayer. I don't know if I'm on the right track here.
Yes.
That you wanted to share with the audience. And, hey, I'm open and lovingly waiting for you to knock my socks off.
Okay.
So the floor is yours, sweetheart.
Thank you, Rex. Yes, I have a heart prayer here. It's a method for building a chi field for our beautiful world.
Mm.
Okay, so get yourself into a nice, comfortable state. Gently close your eyes. Put your hands on your heart and feel your heart. Connect with the five essential qualities of the heart. Trust, love, openness, gratitude, and true respect. With utmost sincerity, unify with the universe. Unify with all forms of life. Unify with the human family. Share the following best wishes with the world. May everyone go into their heart to find refuge and feel safe. May everyone go into their heart to feel trust, openness, love, gratitude, and true respect. May everyone go into their heart to see beautiful, bright light. May everyone go into their heart to meet their true self. From deep in your heart, wish everyone health, happiness, and growth. From deep in your heart, wish the world peace and harmony. Open your arms to the universe. Unify with the unconditional love and wisdom of the universe. Draw it back to your heart. Place your hands on your heart. Feel the peace and harmony inside. Gently open your eyes.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank
your state has changed.
Yes. Hey,
you look great.
Thank you. So do you. Thank you, Michelle, for bringing your magic into the show, into Colours of the Heart. It is much appreciated.
And thank you so much, Rex, for having me and allowing me your time to speak on your radio show today.
You're most welcome. And I'm going to ask you forward. Eh? I'm going to ask you again. So awesome. Hey, thank you, whānau, for listening in. You're with Colours of the Heart. Hey, look, and if you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora. Thank you for your time and your ears. If you are inspired and stimulated by what has been said, you can contact me at Mountaintop Life Coaching and look forward to hearing your feedback. If you haven't been told today, let me be the first. You are cared for. Kia ora.
Imagine there's no heaven. This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.